So, how did I ever get here? Singing my heart out at the last night of the proms in the Royal Albert Hall in London. An Irish man, an Irish singing voice, or somewhat of a voice, and an Irish flag, right in the middle of the British pomp and ceremony of the last night. I've loved the music of the last night since seeing it many years ago on BBC television when Match of the Day was running late. It was a magical event and I've always felt compelled to go. But now as I head down towards the Royal Albert Hall, past the symbols of the might of the British Empire, I can't help thinking that my adventure into Britishness might also be an exploration of Irishness. Who goes to the last night? Why are there so many flags from every nation in the world when it appears to be nothing more than a celebration of British nationalism?
I can't believe I've met this man because I recognise you. You're in the front row every year, aren't you?
I've been on the front row every year since 1995, and I'm on the front row tonight.
So that means you've queued up for quite some time?
I've been queuing up since yesterday morning. I mean, the first time I came to a prom, and I was completely hooked on the live music. It's live music, and you are that close to the performers, and that's magical. And you can't get that any other way. You can't get that from recordings. You can't get it from sitting in the seat. You are that close to the performers. Now, the last night is just the end of term party. I don't like the red, white, and blue jingoistic razzmatazz. It's not that. That is not the point of it. The point of it is the end of term party. I know some people decry the last night as a fascist rally. Well, it isn't. It's an end of term party. And we are going to have some fun.
Well, you seem to be having fun already.
I wouldn't want to do the last night completely sober. I did the last night completely sober once.
Well, I'm Irish, and there are a lot of Irish flags I see every
Indeed,
year.
Yes. You'll see flags of all nations.
How will I get on tonight? Will I fit in?
Everyone fits in.
I've got a pair of best stalls,
right,
for £600, but eight rows from the front.
Okay, 600.
Yeah, for two.
For two.
Yeah.
Tickets purchased from touts are not valid for admission to the hall. Do not buy tickets from touts. Please call at the ticket shop at door 12 for ticket availability.
Stalls, eight rows from the front.
Okay.
They're best seats. They're absolutely eight rows from the front. You won't get better at all.
Okay.
And I charge you 500 for the two.
Okay. Right, stalls, yes, come and see us, yeah, 500. Take my phone number down and I'll meet you by the ice cream van, yeah, so the security don't...
Right, tickets secure, now it's time to blend in and wear my heart on my sleeve.
Hi, is it only Union Jacks you have, yeah?
Sorry, yeah, that's all I've got.
All right.
Yeah.
Other flags? Do you sell them later or no?
No, today it's all I've bought is the Union.
Only Union Jacks.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
What were you after?
No Irish flags, no.
Oh, no, I didn't bring any of them.
Not yet. Maybe later.
Maybe, yeah. If someone else comes down, I'll tell them to bring some.
Thanks a lot.
Well, you've been here since about 7:15 this morning. To get to the front of the queue, get to the best spot in the house. So it's, you know, why not? It's dedication, you know, it shows who the fans are. Some folks call it posh moshing, because it's like a mosh pit, but for classical music.
Just wanted to get tickets for today because it's always been a dream to come to the last night of the proms, and stayed overnight to get here again about 7:15 this morning. I mean, we didn't know each other till today. Everybody talks.
You just met in the queue.
Yeah. Everybody talks to each other in the queue, and you know, people look after each other's things, and it's just great. It's just, you know, I've always just wanted to be a part of it.
And now there is a time for you all to sing along, wherever you are. At the last night of the proms, we are creating always the biggest choir in the world. And we are now going to start with the Rodgers Hammerstein classic, You'll Never Walk Alone. And Mr. Kaleja will lead us in our singing. So make sure we really sing well for him.
You gotta help me.
Oh well, in for a penny and all that. At least I know this one more from empty football terraces than from the movie Carousel. last night at the Proms may be quintessentially British, a celebration of all things British, but musically it's become an international, multicultural event.
It's very famous in Germany because it's shown on TV, and I've seen it for more than 20 years already, and then I decided to come over, and it's my 9th time now. The atmosphere is just unique, and we don't have anything like that in Germany. I only come specifically for the last night. Yeah, so I know all the texts, and then Land of Hope and Glory, and my favorite. Yeah.
That's your favorite?
That's my favorite.
Why is that?
I don't know. I like the melody, I like the rhythm, I like the music. It's great. Yeah. And we don't have any of these patriotic songs in Germany. Not anymore. With good reason.
For me, as you can tell, I'm not from this country. And I love the songs. I mean, I know William Blake was British, but, you know, we kind of own him too. Well, the world does. And I love the spirit. And personally, you know, I adore the Queen, but she's not my Queen, so I don't wave, you know, a British flag, and I fold mine up for the national anthem and stand respectively.
Do you wave the Stars and Stripes?
Yes, I do.
I'm Italian, yes.
What are you doing at the last night of the Proms?
Well, I come every year. I've been coming every year for, well, as long as I can remember. And gradually I got into all these strange, eccentric English institutions, and this is one of them. It's too much fun. I mean, I like music for start, and I like classical music, but this is more than that. It's classical music with a touch of fun.
The market traders might not have any, but there are Irish tricolours in abundance at the Royal Albert Hall. I meet Michael MacDonald from a nationalist upbringing in Belfast who has one.
Any place you can listen to good classical music, that's I'm attracted immediately. And the Proms is a source of splendid music making on an annual basis, and it's been running for how long now? I actually can't remember how long, but nearly a century, and excellent stuff. You get marvellous music by marvellous performers. I think every country is entitled to celebrate its own culture and its own traditions, and that's what's going on at the Proms, is a celebration of Britishness and British culture. Why not celebrate? Anybody who doesn't like it, it's a very simple answer. One, you don't go, or two, you don't put on the television that particular night if it annoys you.
Irish we may be, but Rule Britannia is surely within the bounds of acceptability, isn't it? After all, were we not part of that proud British Empire once? It's as if we're paying homage to our seafaring ancestors.
Hello, I'm Beverly, one of the double bass section of the BBC Symphony Orchestra. I've always loved playing in the Albert Hall. It's a historic, special venue, and that it really comes alive in the prom season, mainly because of the prommers. Having the prommers there, standing very close to you, it's completely unique, and it creates an atmosphere that you don't get anywhere else, and it's always my favourite time of year. It's really just like a big party.
My role within the orchestra basically is a co-principal percussion. The last night of the Proms certainly has an even more inflated atmosphere about it. We're crushed into a very small space. We've got the whole orchestra then plus all the chorus sitting right behind us. the atmosphere where everybody's, you know, lots of people have made an effort to dress up, you know, to make themselves different to what they would normally wear for a normal classical music concert. People bring along flags, they bring along balloons, and they want to see a show. And every year we give them a show. Then you've got all the, you know, extremers going off, all the noise. It's just a great event. And I mean, I love playing that concert.
This is it. This is what I've really come for. Can an Irishman actually sing Land of Hope and Glory for its musical quality and still feel he's not abandoning his Irishness, his very core principles, because of the song sentiments? Is this to be akin to some Nuremberg rally or the Choir of Nations, where music is the common link?
You not only hear it, you feel it. I mean, Rock Around the Clock, you can hear in 1 minute and forget it. But Mahler, Beethoven, Shostakovich, Schoenberg, you've got to think, haven't you? It's like reading Proust. It's like a good single malt whiskey.
By tradition, we the promenaders at the end sing Auld Lang Syne. Now, that's not in the programme. We sing it. It's our farewell song because we won't be seeing our friends for 10 months.
You're quite emotional about that.
Yes. This is great fun. You try it. If you haven't been to a prom before, if you haven't heard live music with the players 6 feet away from you, try it.
Wood's idea to bring music to most broad audience is alive and very well. So let's give some cheers to Sir Henry Wood. So hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip.
Last night at the proms is raucous and bridal fun, and I've never been made so welcome. And my friends are right, it's the music which connects people. But my singing this evening is over. Not even the elegant arrangement by conductor Yuri Belolavik and his orchestra can tempt me to join along with this one.
I've been to 3 weddings of couples who met at the proms. It's like that. You meet people who are from all backgrounds, but you have that one thing in common, that you love the live music.
It's wonderful. It's mad. It's really mad. You know, people get mad and they get happy and they get uninhibited.
What Bernstein said, music is international. It's an international language we all understand. I wish we could use it to stop war.